One of the planet's most popular family pets is actually native to Australia. The wild budgerigar is a colourful yellow and green parrot that congregates in large flocks in rural Queensland. On properties at Dirranbandi, it has been common to see the bush budgie gather in the thousands around a single waterhole. But in recent years, the budgie has been silent. Young Dirranbandi grazier Malcolm Hill says those years of silence are over and noisy budgies have returned. Malcolm Hill lives in Dirranbandi on a family farm on the Kalgoa River called Nalin. The Hills have been working hard to build a succession plan into their farming operation. Part of that includes the regeneration of native grasslands. In the peak of the drought, when their paddocks were empty of grass, not a sound could be heard. But with the regeneration of the grasslands and recent rain, the budgies are back.
The birds wake us up of a morning. We don't need an alarm clock out here. So it is quite amazing. We like to hop up early before the sun and have our coffee ready to listen to the birds as the sun rises. Oh, it takes your breath away. It really does. Yeah.
The wild budgerigar is a colourful yellow and green parrot that congregates in large flocks in rural Queensland. Bird expert Professor Bob Donnelly from the University of Queensland's School of Veterinary Science says if it's not raining, bush budgies don't breed.
They're an amazing little bird in that if it starts to rain, they will start to show reproductive behaviour and start laying eggs. They will have eggs out within a few weeks of the rain or even sooner. And they quite often will have chicks in the nest at about the same time that all the surrounding plants are starting to seed. So grasses and so forth, which makes up their natural diet, these guys will actually start producing having their babies in the nest at the same time that all this stuff is flowering and there's an abundance of food available. If it's not raining, they don't show any reproductive behaviour, so the flock numbers will dwindle a little bit.
Malcolm and his family moved to Nalin in 2014 and found it overgrazed. So that grazing plan was changed and native grass, Curly Mitchell, returned. He hopes to share his piece of paradise soon and set up a farm stay.
I wanted my family to be in the bush, same upbringing that I had. It's one of a kind. You know, we're very lucky in Australia, and I hope anyone can sort of experience that, like, come out west or experience, you know, the land, talk to the farmers, appreciate the little towns we have, talk to the townspeople. There's some unique characters around.
Take lots of photos if you see large flocks of bush budgies, is the advice from Professor Donnelly.
Because they're not going to be there for long. You know, if the rain and food doesn't hold out, they'll move on to find some food elsewhere. And when you see these birds, it's not just all these birds flying. They're moving through the air in unison, and they're green and gold. It's just a magnificent sight. I've only seen a flock of a few hundred birds out near Moree many, many years ago, and half a dozen birds just north of Toowoomba a few years ago. It is one of my lifelong dreams to see one of these really large flocks of thousands of birds.